I'm Mary Angish, and you're Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, I'm so intrigued that there are folks whose job it is to rate new plant varieties every year and then select the best ones for home gardeners. Can you give us the lowdown on the All-American Selections Award winners?
Sure. So All-American Selections was created because, as you know, there are tons of new varieties of flowers and vegetables and herbs that come out every year from plant breeders, and it's hard to know which ones are really the best. And so this organization was created almost 100 years ago to trial them around the country to get an unbiased evaluation of how they performed, and then they select every year the All-American Selections winners. So for the winners for 2025, there's about four that I wanted to highlight that really stuck with me, and especially these are great flowers to grow if you have a small space garden or you grow a lot in containers on balconies and decks and places like that. So the first one is called Dahlia Black Forest Ruby. So a beautiful dahlia plant, grows about 2 feet tall, which is great for small gardens and containers, but also it has semi-double ruby red flowers and dark jet black foliage. So it's a great contrasting color plant. And it's a dahlia, so the tuber, of course, that forms during the growing season can be saved year after year, and you'll have that plant forever if you want to do that. Another one that they have is called Mango Tango Marigold. Now you think of marigolds and think, oh yeah, not another marigold, but this one's kind of cool. And I thought that originally, then I saw pictures of it and thought this would be one to try. It's a bicolored marigold, has red and yellow flowers on double, really petal filled flower heads, and it's compact. It only grows 10 inches tall and it'll bloom all season long. That's what the evaluators really liked about this Mango Tango Marigold. Another one that is one that you think, there's a lot of these on the market too, and this is a petunia. But this petunia is called Shake Raspberry. So just imagine having vanilla ice cream and raspberry ice cream, and you shake it all up together. That's kind of what the flowers look like. And again, it was one that I didn't think would be really attractive that I saw photos of. It said, that's pretty cool. And the other nice thing about this Shake Raspberry petunia is it only gets 8 inches tall and spreads only 8 inches, so stays very compact. You know, petunias can sprawl all over the place if you let them. It's a really nice one for hot summer days, so if you have a deck or a patio that gets really hot, it won't melt in that heat. It'll really stand up very well to those conditions. And the last one is a nasturtium. And again, nasturtiums are a very common flower, but many of them are trailing and they grow all over the place. This one is a real compact mounded type called the Baby Series, and they have red, gold, and yellow versions of it. Only gets 12 inches tall and wide, has dark green foliage, and perfect for containers. And of course, nasturtiums are edible, so you can have one on your deck and patio, grab a few flowers and leaves, throw them in a salad, and you're all ready to go. So check out some of these new varieties when you go shopping this spring.
That dahlia especially sounds so dramatic with the black and the ruby coloring. Ah, that sounds beautiful. Yeah, and that's a great idea. Save this episode so folks can go back and listen when they head out to the local garden center to find some of these really cool varieties. Celeste in Westford has a question for you, Charlie. Celeste writes, I've seen many ads for apps that will identify plant illnesses and diseases. These apps also offer suggestions for remedies. But do you recommend any apps over others? Some of my houseplants need a little help.
Yes. Thanks for the question, Celeste. I do have an app I use mostly for ID. It's called Picture This. And it works really well. The IDs sometimes are right, sometimes aren't. It does have a diagnostic tool as part of it, but I tried that a few times and it didn't really give me satisfying results. It said things like, stop watering so much. Kind of general. So what I did is I have a garden colleague friend who just wrote a new book called The Houseplant Guide. Her name's Lee Miller. She's down in Long Island. And so I just reached out to her and asked her, what do you suggest for a houseplant app? And she came up with one called Planta, P-L-A-N-T-A. She says it's really nice because you can set reminders to when to water, when to fertilize. It has an ID feature of it, but it also has a good diagnostic tool for problems and care. So check that one out. It is about $8 a month to subscribe to that one. The one that I have is only $30 a year. So check them out and see which one works for you.
And if you've got any questions for Charlie about gardens or houseplants, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.